This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Root Guest Hotline. Root, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is where we find former NBA star, 7-time champion, big shot, Bob Robert Horry is with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan in Washington, D.C. Robert's appearance made possible via BetOnline. Check out BetOnline for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props. Robert, you hit so many huge shots in the playoffs. We're so successful. Conference Finals, NBA Finals. When we get to this time of the year, does your body just start tingling and your ears start burning because people are talking about you all over the place?
It's weird. There's just a certain feeling that comes over you. It's a feeling of excitement. It's like being rejuvenated. You know, been putting the lathers and coming back and just having fun because it's all about win or go home. I love the NBA playoffs.
For a lot of people, they get to win the elusive ring, or maybe they're super lucky and they win a couple. You've got 7 of those things. Do you keep them all in the same mantle, locked away in the same safe? Do you ever wear them all on 2 of the fingers on the other hand? Like, when's the last time you wore all 7 at once?
I've never worn all 7, and I'm too scared to wear them because, you know, it's, they're like my babies. You keep them close to you and keep them precious. And so for me, they're in my safe deposit box. And so I just, every now and then I'm going somewhere, I'll wear 1, maybe 2 at the most.
7-time NBA champion Robert Horry with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Before we get into the finals and the postseason, you know, we were joking at the start of the conversation. Jimmy, who connected us, said he was poking at my Wizards, and I was laughing that they were the 1978 world champions. He then asked me if I was born then. But I will say, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I think they're finally doing this the right way. They've got a front office they've put together that's really good. Will Dawkins came over from Oklahoma City, helped build the Thunder team that's vying for a championship. By on purpose, by design, they are currently terrible. And they had some bad luck in the lottery. They're going to pick 6th. But I like where they're headed here. Finally, we got a shot at something relevant down the road. What do you think?
Hey, are you going? We just talked about you weren't born in the 70s. Are you still going to be around when they become good?
Because, well, I don't have a very good diet, and I don't exercise, so it's very possible that the answer is no.
You know the crazy part about the Wizards, man. You go back to when you had Bill, and you should have kept him because he was a cornerstone of that team. I know you got rid of him, got some picks and stuff, but as you can take, your first pick in the draft was Alex Starr, and he had a good year. But he's no game changer. And you got to be lucky enough to get the number one pick. What you didn't get, you got Cooper Flagg, is a game changer. You got to hope that you get a game changer. Or you package some guys up and get rid of them. Because right now, you got a bunch of second-tier players. You got 2 aging superstars in Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart that aren't going to bring much to the team. So you kind of stuck. You kind of stuck. And there's no way of getting that out unless you actually come up lucky and get something in the draft. And it's just... You just kind of stuck, like I said.
Yeah, it's neutral. But they were stuck before. You know, at least now there's some, maybe we could convince ourselves that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Go back to when you were playing. So I'm thinking, you know, Lakers around when you're winning titles, turn of the millennium, or after that with the Spurs. I know it was the other conference, but what was the thought about the Wizards or the organization when you would play them? I mean, are they one of those orgs that people kind of roll their eyes about, or was there a respect for how they did things?
Well, you know, when I first played against, they were called the Bullets. And so, you know, you think about the team that they had then. I think we had Rasheed Wallace, you know, Chris Webber, and they had a good
Juwan
team.
Howard.
But all of a sudden, you know, yeah, Juwan Howard, next thing you know, like, oh, let's get rid of all these guys. It's like, I don't know, it's because nobody wanted to play there. You think about how good John Wall was there. You think about all the other guys that were there that play arenas. It's like you always had good guard play, but you never had a big outside of those three we just talked about that kind of hung around and stayed there. And that's the problem. You know, people look at bigs and say, oh, we don't need no bigs. It's a small man game. You need somebody in there to erase your mistakes. When you got a team full of guards, they're getting blown by. They don't want to play no defense. They just want to go down and shoot. And Jordan Poole shows that. You need somebody to erase their mistakes. And if you look at the way this team is constructed right now, you just look like, okay, a bunch of guards. It reminds me of when the Knicks thought it would be cool to have four starting point guards. It ain't going to work, dude. They might be dynamic, but only one guy controls the basketball. And I think the Wizards, they're in a quandary right now. They need to figure out some pieces to get rid of and add some pieces and hope that they get a diamond in the rough in the draft.
All right, one more on the Wizards, because we're over-talking about them at a time where good teams are trying to win a championship. Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob, is with us here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. But I just wanted to tap into your expertise on this. I get that now, in the middle of a tank rebuild, whatever we're calling it, you're not in recruiting mode. But when they were on the precipice with Wall, with Beal, or before that, with Arenas, with Jameson, they couldn't ever convince the big boy to come. Like, they couldn't get the superstar. And here, we don't really understand why. I mean, it's Washington, D.C. The division was never insurmountable. What do you make of that?
You know, I don't know much about the Wizards organization, but it goes to, you know, how is the practice facility? How is the living account? How is the weather? There's so many things that come into play. You know, when you talk about the big stars that are out there during the time, what can I convince you? You know, you think about, would you rather live in D.C. or L.A.? Okay, would you rather live in, you know, Texas or D.C.? You know, it makes a big difference on where you go, and I think for me, it's so much crap that happens in the Washington, D.C. area that people don't want to be involved in, be around. So it's kind of hard to get people to come there. No, and I love when we used to go play in Washington. I have some great friends that lived there. They used to take me out of town, go to great restaurants. And so it was wonderful there, but I don't know why. It's like Atlanta. You know, so many guys, basketball players, live in Atlanta in the offseason, but they don't want to play there. We don't know why these teams have this mystique about them, but it just doesn't happen. You can't put your finger on it.
Seven-time champ Robert Horry made available today from Bet Online. Check out Bet Online, updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props. You know, one of the lines that you could look at for the finals, which start on Thursday, tomorrow night, Pacers are plus 490, and the Thunder are minus 670. So what that means is that the current odds give the Thunder an 87% likelihood of winning the finals. And, Robert, I get that. I think they could sweep them. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be a five-game series. But are we sure the Pacers shouldn't be given more than a 13% chance here? Nobody thought they were going to beat Cleveland, as an example. Nobody thought they'd be in the finals. I mean, should we give them a little bit more respect than we are, or is this about right?
You better put some respect on their name, because they're way better than people giving them credit for. I think the fact that it's so low is because when you say superstar, they don't have one. You know, you think about Haliburton, most overrated player in the league, and he's showing you that he isn't. And for me, I look at this team. It's just a gritty, grimy team. They got guys that can play good defense. You got guys that can step up each and every night. And you got a guy like Haliburton that can get everybody involved and get them shots. So, you know, games, I think his game is going to go seven. And I still got Thunder winning it just because they had home court advantage. But if the Pacers win it, I wouldn't be shocked. And I'm kind of rooting for the Pacers just for the fact that I love underdogs and everybody's talking about OKC Thunder.
Why are the Thunder so good? They're on a pace to be one of the top three win percentage teams ever.
Because they share the basketball. You know, if you watch the Thunder play, 8 times out of 10 coming down the floor, you know Shai Gilgeous is going to shoot the ball. When you got the ball coming down the Thunder, you don't know who Halliburton's going to get the ball. Is Siakam going to post up? Is Nesmith going to knock down a three? Is, you know, anybody else going to step up? And I think when you look at this team, how it's constructed, you know, the pace is like they got a really good defensive team. You think about Nesmith. You think about Turner. You think about Toppin. You think about all the other guys, you know, Nembhard. That can go on and on. So they got a defensive presence that's not talked about, and they got guys that can do exactly what they're supposed to do. And not to mention, they have a really good coach in Carlisle who's won a championship. And the better thing on his pedigree and on his resume is that he played in the NBA. So guys have a tendency to listen to them a little bit more instead of tuning them out. So I don't discredit the Pacers. They got a great chance of winning this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City. I mean, this just tells you everything you need to know. He's -550 to win Finals MVP. Like, basically, what odds makers are saying is the Thunder are going to win, and there's no one else on the team that could possibly win MVP. He's the MVP of the league this year. How good is this kid?
He's really good. You know, the thing that we always look at talent, I look at his IQ. He knows how to manufacture shots, and he knows how to get to the free throw line. When you're able to do that and not just, you know, depend on, you know, I'm a work on the cone, drill, dribble, 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 pull up for a three, he gets buckets. And you got to respect that he knows how to escape guys. He can push off. He can pump fake you. He can do so many things to get his shot out. So he's fantastic at scoring. So, but the key is you can't let him do that. The only game that he really looked bad in was game three of playing in the Western Conference Finals, when Minnesota didn't let him get points. He had 18 points, I think, and they lost the game by like 60 or whatever it was. So you're going to have to say, okay, you're going to have to let someone else beat you. And I think that's one thing Carlisle he's going to do. Look at how he played Brunson. He says, no, I'm a big body. I'm going to put five different defenders on you, short, tall, and mix it up. And I think, and I'm not saying that Brunson is the same caliber player as SGA, but he's damn near close. So I think it's going to be a difficult task for OKC to win it.
I wonder with SGA how much more is in the tank. The last 3 years in the MVP vote, he's finished fifth, second, and now one. And his points mm-hmm. per game have been like 30, 31, and now 33, like 32.7. He's only 26, so we're talking about now entering the prime of his career. Do you think there's more juice here, or is this about the apex?
I think it's still more juice there. I think it's going to me, in order to go back-to-back MVPs, he's going to have to bring a little more to his game. You know, now he's going to say, okay, next year I'm going to up my assists. You know, I'm going to not go to the free throw line more and say, oh, I'm not free throw dependent on my scoring average being 32. You think about it, he averages, 10 free throws a game? You know, so that's 10 points. So he's really a 22-point shooter without the free throw. So think about that. He can get 30 points and only shoot like 5 free throws a game, which is not going to happen. I'm just saying they're going to show how efficient he is and what he can do without the ref. So I think that's going to be a big key on how he is able to stay on top of the mountain and being MVP and considered one of the greats in the OKC uniform.
The voice of a 7-time champ, Robert Horry, that's an outstanding point about him getting to the line. A league high each of the last 2 years in free throws made per game, 7.6 and 7.9. What's your take on the discourse on him being a foul merchant, Jalen Brunson, the way he played? You know, Bill Simmons weighed in. It felt like it became a national story that those guys were hunting fouls and it was bad basketball and there were too many whistles. I mean, you played in a different era, so to speak, but what do you take out of that?
It's so weird that I'm a strong believer in letting the guys play basketball, play defense, and the way the league is constructed now, they take a lot from the defense. And you think about, I watch sometimes when Shea Leary pushes off and he gets the foul call, and you look around like, he pushed me, you know, and it's just so weird. I wish the league would go back to the point where you take away the step back, because a step back is technically a travel. You take away the continuing the dribble, because that's kind of carry. There's so many things that allow these offensive players to be great. Go back to the day where you had 2 steps to make a layup, not 3. Go back to where your step back had to be 1 big step, and it had to be a jump start with both feet hitting the ground, and then you can do a step through that to make it more efficient for you. There's so many things that the offense is allowed to do that takes away from the defense, and it's not fair, because if true basketball people love when defense is played, because what's better than taking a guy who's averaging 30 and locking him down? That's fun. And because you give credit to the defensive player that he's taken upon himself to take on a tall task and shut the guy down. So it's up to Dave. It's not about to say Dave. I'm sorry. I show you my age. It's up to Adam to implement all these rules back in there and give the defense a chance.
Well, you mentioned kind of the juxtaposition of your era to this one. And I'd be remiss if I didn't then talk about the style of play. It has been a big turnoff for me. I didn't mind the spacing and the three-pointers initially, but it's gotten to the point where there was a shot chart in one of these playoff games. I think it was the Celtics, who made a layup and then took all threes otherwise for an entire quarter of basketball. And it just feels like we've gone too far. And there's clearly a disconnect between what the fans want and what the sport looks like, because you kind of see it in the complaints and some of the, you know, the overall trends and numbers.
Yeah. You know, I don't even blame the players, because the players, you know, they're coach and they're allowed to do what the coach tells them. You know, of course, if the coach doesn't say, you know, we're going to go inside, you know, they're going to take the easy way out. Because I tell these people all the time, it's easy to get off a 3. It's hard work to get to the basket and get a 2. And that's why Shea Gilgeous is so good at it. That's why Brunson is like, it's hard work. But you look at guys like Tatum. He had the ability to do that. He's going to shoot a 3. You know, take Ant-Man, for instance. Ant-Man was one of the best guys to get into the hole, and all of a sudden now he leads the league in 3s. I'm like, dude, why are you changing your game? You were so much effective at doing this. And it's easy. And sometimes I think guys want the easy way out instead of working so hard. You think about how LeBron, and he gets the hole. You think about how Kobe played the game. You think about how Clyde played the game. You think about all these guys that were, you know, getting buckets to all these. I know people going to say, oh, that's the old school way of thinking. No, it's about getting buckets. It's about being efficient. You know, people talk about, you know, shooting. Most guys who are great shooters, they might shoot, you know, 35% from 3. You're going to probably shoot 60% from 2. It's still the same. It's a little bit better to me by the percentages, but that's the way we look at it. Guys want to take the easy way out by shooting 3s.
Robert Horry on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. I'll let you out on this one. The Knicks go further than anybody thought they would. They get to the conference final. They get to a game 6. They get eliminated. And then yesterday, Tom Thibodeau gets fired. What'd you think?
Yeah. You know, it's a coaching span right now is 4 years. And you're lucky if you get 4. And I think, you know, they always think of a change. And sometimes you have to change it up and you think it's going to be better. But you tell me what's out there. What's the better coach out there? And it's going to be hard to replace him. The only thing that I'm probably going to like about whoever the new coach is that the fact that he's not going to play those guys a lot of minutes, you know, because he probably cut the lifespan of about 2 or 3 years off a couple of those players. And then also you're going to not let, you know, if I'm the new coach of the Knicks, I'm not letting Brunson, you know, dominate the ball as much as he does. You know, you got guys that can score and have the advantage like Bridges, you know, like Towns. Put them in position to be scored, not you just try to, you know, carry the team like an Allen Iverson, like a Luka. And we see how many championships those two guys have.
Robert Horry, they call him Big Shot Bob, one of the great nicknames ever. I do have to say, I'll forgive you because that was a great hit and you're an awesome dude, it seems like. But as a Wizards fan, you can relate to probably this. Because they never made the playoffs or were any good, I would have to pick teams in the playoffs to root for. And those Chris Webber, Bobby Jackson, Sacramento Kings teams were my squad. And you killed any chance that I had of seeing them get it to a championship. And I didn't forgive you for a long time, but today was therapeutic.
Well, we need to sit down and have a session then. We talk more about basketball. But here's the funny thing about those games against Sacramento. They didn't have a chance in the first place.
Those series were the best, by the way.
Yeah, it was back and forth. You love seven-game series when teams are evenly matched. You think about how good those Sacramento Kings teams were. You know, Doug, Christie, Bibby, and Vlade. They were good. It just went better than Shaq and Kobe and the rest of us.
Paige. Oh, God, that was good basketball. That's the good stuff. Hey, I sound like an old guy. These kids watching their Halliburton SGA final, they don't know what it was like.
Yeah, but, you know, you go back to Game 7 against Sacramento, and people forget. Page decided not to play because he had a turned ankle. And to me, it's Game 7. You go to the finals, you win the finals, and you can't play. That goes to show you the toughness of people. Some people got, you know, you got to tough it out.
Robert, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Have fun, man.
Robert Horry, courtesy of Bet Online. Bet Online updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds along with game-by-game lines and props.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty variety of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.